B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz, how you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Morning, everybody. Oh, happy Tuesday across the Delaware Valley. You know, it seems like these days you wake up with the best intentions, right? I went to bed last night, you know, thinking about the show for today, and I said, all right, we're going to go a lot of heavy Phillies because the Philly schedule's out. And baseball is back, we hope. And I expected to talk a lot of Phillies baseball. Just like we did Sixer Day yesterday. I really wanted to do Phillies Day today, and we will. And we'll talk a lot about the Phillies. But Deshaun Jackson wound up saying some pretty hateful things. And unfortunately, Deshaun Jackson then becomes a topic. And I just don't understand in this time where we are ultra sensitive about everything, why you would do that. I don't get it. Why you then go to anti-Semitic remarks? Now, I know he came back today. He says, oh, he loves the Jewish people and this and that, and that's the latest thing I saw on ESPN. But the minute you espouse Hitler is the minute you are an anti-Semite. The minute you espouse atrocity and the Holocaust, I sit there and go, you know, shut up and dribble is wrong, but not for everybody. If you don't have the capacity for intelligence, the capacity for empathy, the capacity for love in your heart, then you shouldn't talk about stuff like this. You shouldn't espouse. Social media is the danger of our society. It's the great divider. There's so many great things about social media. But the darkness of social media is born into division and dividing who we are. And that's a root of evil, is to separate and divide. That's also what makes you the most vulnerable, is when you're separate and divided. And I'm so disappointed because I loved Deshaun Jackson on the field and watching him play and the whole thing. But how can I can't. The minute he says that is the minute I got no time for Deshaun Jackson. It's the minute I go, I'm done with Deshaun Jackson. And the fact that Riley Cooper said what he said, he's a creep as well. He was a creep. He shouldn't have been on the team. He should have been cut right then and there. When I was on the air, I called for him to be, and when that happened, I was on the air at the other station. And I said, he's got to go from that minute. And, you know, Chip Kelly tried to, you know, rehab him and all. But, you know, if you're espousing hate for another group, no matter what that group is or who that group is, it's just wrong. See, the problem that we have as sports fans is that we want to like and we want to root for our players and our coaches and our team and everybody involved. We want to root for them. We want to like them and we want to love them and we want to root for them because they're our team. They're part of our team. I'll never forget the Flyers. And this is this story is one of the stories when sports fans got their way and they stood up for what is right and wrong. Now, I grant you that Billy Tibbetts, if you remember that name, Billy Tibbetts, the Flyers had signed him. And Billy Tibbetts was a class A creep. All right? Accused of sexual assault numerous times. He was a creep. And the Flyer fans said, we don't want that guy on our team. And the Flyers, realizing the error in their ways, released him. And now, you know, we can get into the subject of if the guy was a great player, he wasn't a great player, that sort of thing. Well, in the case of Billy Tibbetts, the fans spoke out. The fans said they don't want Billy Tibbetts on their team, and they let him go. You can't have this sort of thing. You can't. And in a time when we're trying to everyone come together and be sensitive to everybody else's feelings, we need to espouse love and empathy. That's what we need to. That's the only way we come together as a society, as a people. And these sort of remarks are deplorable and heinous. And the minute you invoke atrocity is the minute I can't root for you. I'm sorry, I can't root for you. That's it. You go against everything I believe in. Listen, we're all fallible, right? Man was born fallible. None of us are perfect. None of us can throw stones. However, there is a transgression that goes beyond, and that's when you're dealing with hate. Pure and utter hate. It just sickens me that we have to discuss this stuff. And this is elemental stuff, right? This isn't like we're sharing some great thoughts and hopes for betterment of society. This is just pure hate. And that can't be tolerated. Can't be tolerated. It's not right. And we all bleed green. That's one of our mantras in Philadelphia. But this is just sickening to me. We'll talk about it because it's a part of the conversation. We'll also talk about the Philly schedule. And we'll get back into the Sixers and stuff that we love. But I just urge everyone to really, when you think about things, and we discuss things. Just imagine what it's like if you're on the other side. Just imagine your neighbor. And that's what it's about. It's about loving one another and understanding one another's plight. Good morning, Tunis.
Hello, Anthony. How are you?
All right. All right.
Yeah. Could be better.
Well, we get inundated with all this stuff, and it's heavy and burdensome, and it's taxing, and it saps us of our energy.
Right.
You know, yesterday was such a fun and light day talking about Sixers basketball, right? Talking about their prospects, diving in. This is why we do what we do. You and I were talking about this morning. One of the reasons why we got into sports is because we love the games, right? We love the athletic endeavor. We love that spirit of competition and the intricacies of the competition, of the games themselves, the strategies, and the how we approach it all. We love sports. And yesterday was all about a team, their chances. It was about style and strategy, and it was fun. And that's what it should be. That's what the conversation on sports radio should be. should be about the team. It should be about... Now, I will say that we are more than just a sports radio station, 97.5 The Fanatic, that we are the town hall, in many ways, of the region. Because we spend so much time talking to one another that we share. I always talk about the good that sports brings, right? That, you know, it connects people, and it connects our families, and it connects strangers, and all the good that sports does. And that's why we don't need divide in this arena. We don't. You understand?
Yeah, I do. But unfortunately, you have stuff like that Deshaun posted. And I'm sorry. If it starts with Hitler said, come on, dude. Like, what went through your mind? Like, it's confusing to me. It's like, what went through your mind, man? The first two words of the post that you posted were Hitler said.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, I get what you're saying, Anthony. Like, there, you know, the shut up and dribble thing, it disgusts me. But when you're right, when it comes to this, where it starts with Hitler said.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, when we talk about misunderstanding.
Come on, man.
What are you talking about? He was quoted on ESPN today in his story. It said, he said, after receiving criticism on social media, Jackson said his points were taken the wrong way. Quote, anyone who feels I have hate towards the Jewish community took my post the wrong way. I have no hatred in my heart towards no one. Equality, equality. You know, well then, you know, the last guy you want to quote is Adolf Hitler.
Yeah,
I really
don't get what went through his mind to post that. And then to follow it up, so he follows up with saying that people took it the wrong way, and then he follows up with a third post, and it was the original post, but he crossed out Hitler said.
Yeah.
Like, he then posted it again.
I know.
And it's like, dude, what are you, you're still posting the same thing.
Yeah. I don't get how do you misconstrue that?
I don't know. Ant, I don't know.
You know, it goes back to my original point, and I'm being flippant when I say this, but I do think it's wrong to say shut up and dribble. Because I do think that there are plenty of athletes that have the capacity to espouse what's right, what's wrong.
You're right.
And to get behind causes. And I go to, let's take LeBron James, right? Because I respect LeBron James to the utmost. I think LeBron James is a great spokesman that he uses his platform to get behind a cause. I think he does it for good. I believe that he has goodness in his intentions. I don't know anything about everything about LeBron, but that's what I believe. Right?
Right.
Not everybody has the capacity to be heard. Not everybody should be heard. We all know that there is a lunatic fringe on either end of the spectrum in this super politicized world that we live in, that the both ends of the spectrum are, quite frankly, wing nuts and lunatics and espouse hate, and they should not be heard. On both sides of the spectrum. That's the point of being moderate and understanding. I mean, it goes back to simple basics of, you know, loving thy neighbor. Come on, man.
Right.
You know, what are we talking about here? All right. Terrible. It's just absolutely terrible. And it's depressing, quite frankly.
Yes, it is.
You know, yesterday came out. We got last night. Oh, the baseball schedule's out. And that's what I wanted to focus on. And, you know, we will talk about it for sure today. Because that's why we're here. How about this? A lot of Marlins, 10 against the Marlins.
Yeah, they're going to go 3-7 against them.
No.
No, you're right.
No.
That was Gabe.
No. They're going to be 7-3 against the Marlins.
There was something about the Marlins last year.
It feels like there's always something about the Marlins, but they're going to be 7-3.
Okay.
All right. Isn't that the goal?
Yes. Well above 500.
Seven and three is minimum.
Minimum. Yeah, if you go 6-4, we got a problem. You almost went 500 against the Marlins.
Exactly. You gotta go 7-3 at least against the Marlins.
Yes.
Well, I'm hoping they play, man. Lord, I'm hoping they play. Because you saw what happened with Dallas of the MLS.
Yep.
That an entire team had to pull out of the tournament.
Yeah. It's scary time right now. And, you know, we keep on going back to it. There's no hub for Major League Baseball, right? So I'm watching the tournament on ESPN, the basketball tournament.
Yeah, I was watching it too.
I'm loving it because it's sports and it's competitive, right? Like they're flying up and down the court. Is it NBA level? No, but it's pretty good basketball and I'm enjoying watching
it.
And a team had to pull out because one player tested positive. And that was a part of their rules. They said if one player tests positive, your entire team's out because obviously you came in contact with everyone.
Right.
So that's what happened. That entire team got eliminated, and it was actually, they were going to face the team with Khalif Wyatt and the Philadelphia team, Brotherly Love. They advanced automatically because they have a hub, because they have like, all right, follow these rules, blah, blah, blah. Major League Baseball doesn't have that. And what are you going to make 25 or 26 men say, you know what, you have to get tested, so bring up your other crowd, your other team of 26.
I mean, there's a chance that it's my feeling, again, just you could look at sheer numbers, that Dallas won't be the first team in any sport to not play. That they'll have to, at some point, forfeit games, right?
Yeah, and that's scary. Scary thought. Hopefully that's not the case.
I know. I'm hoping we're gonna discuss it like it's gonna happen. So we're gonna discuss the Philly schedule.
Yeah, it's kind of the mindset that I have at this point.
Like it's gonna happen. A little bit later on today, we're gonna get into some fun with the playback. We got a great one today. It actually was a request. There's a guy, terrific guy, Drew Gallagher, who is the producer for ESPN Game Day. Tremendously talented guy. And Drew said, hey, you know what I would love to do? Because it wasn't, the anniversary was just like a week ago, was the Mitch Williams 4 o'clock and 4:41 in the morning game. So we're going to do that one as the playback coming up today. So we're looking forward to that. We got a little Cuzzo trivia for you. Play that game today. So we got lots of fun as well.
And today at 11:30, we'll be joined by Larry Boa to talk some Phillies baseball.
I like it.
Boa was the third base coach that night back in 93.
That's great.
So I'm sure he'll have a story or two for us.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. I love it. All right, let's get to the phone line, shall we? Let's go to Aaron. You're on 97.5 Fennec. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Anthony. How's it going?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say, first of all, I appreciate what you guys just said about the DeSean Jackson thing. I think you're spot on. And I just wanted to make one main point that I think was missed in the previous morning show. And the thing is that, you know, people are saying it might not have been a Hitler quote or, you know, you never quote Hitler, which is true. But even if it wasn't, like, what
Doesn't
he
matter.
Said is actually horrible.
Exactly.
Like, he's basically talking about two of the most anti, and I'm Jewish, by the way, so he's talking about two of the most anti-Semitic possible tropes. One is that Jews aren't the real Jews, and that there's a, that they will extort America for world domination. Like, forget Hitler. Like,
exactly.
That is just the most anti-Semitic thing you could say.
Exactly. Hey, 'cause I heard that nonsense too. Well, you know, it really wasn't Hitler. The fact is, you're promoting something that is heinous and completely wrong. That's completely anti-Semitic. And it doesn't matter who said what. It's those words that are hateful words.
Yeah.
Disgusting words.
100%. And, you know, I heard people calling in the previous show saying, well, you know, there was some truth in what he said. And, like, no, there's not. It's a conspiracy that's very hurtful and anti-Semitic. And, you know, I would only hope, you know, like, I've been supportive, obviously, of the, you know, people talking about against police brutality and things like that. But, you know, you'd really hope that, like, Colin Kaepernick would come out and, you know, condemn this. But I haven't heard anything. So, you know, you just would expect the same treatment to say what's evil is evil and, like, never try to justify and say, well, there's there's some truth. So that's just, it was.
I agree with you. Anything that divides us, again, it goes back to we need to love one another and have empathy 100%. Towards one another. That's the whole point. The whole point is not division.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know, focusing on kind of what divides us and different identities and different this. And like the great thing about America, the great thing about football is like you're an Eagles fan. You know, you're white, you're black, you're Jewish, you're Christian, whatever. Like, you love the Eagles and you hate the Cowboys. Like, forget about all the divisions, but you got to call bad, bad, and good, good. So,
yeah,
I really appreciate what you guys said. And I think you and Eunice are just, you're spot on. And, you know, I really appreciate
it. Well, again, it's not hard. Like, this is not like, oh my God, you know, you should be lauded because you speak out against atrocity. It's atrocity. It's not, there's no, oh wow, way to go. This is, we should all be against atrocity. Whether it was slavery, whether it was the Holocaust, whatever it was, whether it was with my people, the lynchings that took place when they came over from Italy, whatever it was.
Yeah, 100%. And that's, you know, we got to condemn evil where we see it. And, you know, the last thing I'll say is I'm not even I'm annoyed at Deshaun Jackson or mad at him. But, like, you know, more than anything, like, he probably doesn't know what he's saying. And, like, but at least we can just educate and be like, this is wrong and here's why it's wrong. And we're not going to justify it and say there's some truth to it. Or the worst thing is that Hitler said it. No, it's bad because it's bad and it's evil.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but he's a person. Maybe he made a mistake, but at least call it what it is.
Yeah, I hear you, Aaron. Thank you, my brother. Listen, you be safe, man. Watch yourself during this time. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. It's Cuz Radio. We're just getting started with the Chunas hanging out on a summer Tuesday. Listen, we've all heard the rumors about Fight Island, and it's finally here. That's right. This weekend's UFC 251 is set to be the best yet, with big names stepping into the octagon all throughout the night. Now, this is an event you don't want to miss, and there's no better place to get in on the action than with the DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, DraftKings is offering all new users a special odds boost on this weekend's headline fight. Bet $20, you win $100 on either fighter. This week is full of the action, from golf to European soccer, all the way to Abu Dhabi for Fight Island. And DraftKings Sportsbook has got you covered. And for the big fight this weekend, DraftKings offering all users, not one, but two profit boosts when you place a bet on UFC 251. Just place a pre-match bet on a fighter, and if they win, your payout increases. DraftKings Sportsbook is U.S.-based, making it safe, secure, and reliable. Plus, it's easy to deposit, withdraw your funds whenever you want. And to top it all off, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. Right now, you don't want to miss it. That's right. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that code FANATIC when you sign up. For limited time, new users get a no-brainer odds boost on the headline fight this Saturday. Bet 20 and win 100. Yep, that's right. No matter if you pick Usman or Burns, your odds will be boosted to $20 to win 100. So head to DraftKings Sportsbook now. Sign up with code FANATIC. Got to be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, 10:29 on a Tuesday, July the 7th. It's good to be Patrick Mahomes. Half a bill. And you know, listen, he's worth it. He's worth it. If there's anybody in the scope of a team, and he's that guy you want to lock up. It's funny. I was having this conversation with Coach Spags. Now, Coach Spags, guys, the toughest job in the world right now. In all of sports, he's going to have to coach a team with not a lot of money allocated toward the defense. So a lot of young and a lot of mediocre talent is going to have to come his way so they can afford to pay Patrick Mahomes and be under the salary cap.
So he's going to have the vet minimum squad, pretty much.
So Coach Spags got a tough, if anybody can do it, he can.
Yes, I think
he's
so.
He's a great coach. And but we were talking about this, the idea of the franchise quarterback. It's amazing because everybody wants the franchise quarterback. And then you got to pay him. And then you got to make it work when you allot 35, 40% of your roster money toward one guy.
Right. We always see, oh, after this person was paid this much money, they haven't won since. Right. We see that.
Well, it goes back.
All the
it was
time.
Funny. I was talking about Baltimore. And if you remember, when they won the Super Bowl, they paid Flacco.
Yes, they did.
And after they paid Flacco, what happened?
Couldn't get back. And then they also found out that Flacco wasn't as elite as they thought he was.
True. But I also argue that not like he had a lot of weapons.
Right.
Because you couldn't afford to pay him. You're paying him.
And you had Torrey Smith, and that was about it.
And you had, a lot of playmakers on defense that you needed to keep. And it's a difficult proposition on how you do it. I'd be curious what Joe Banner thinks. Because Joe is, I think he's really smart when it comes to allocating now. I think he understands it now better now than he did when he was the president of the Eagles.
Right. He was around when they obviously gave Donovan that crazy 10-year contract. So I wonder if he would still do it. I mean, when we had him on, he talked about wanting to get great positions. Certain position groups needed to be great. And obviously the quarterback, you would think, needs to be great. And then alongside with the offensive line, he picked corners and secondary.
I mean,
and then you looked at the receivers and
right,
they weren't so great.
Right. Right.
Till T.O. comes around, then they don't want to pay him.
Yep. Yep. Well, I mean, it's difficult because here's the problem. You got to draft really well. You got to draft really well. You got to be able to, pay a franchise quarterback. And this is the only thing that's worrying me. Like, the Eagles have to hit on this draft. You got to hit on this draft.
And you're already suspect because rounds 2 and 3 are projects.
Like, Dillard needs to be a player.
Yes, he does. Especially, now that Jason Peters isn't around. And now that Brooks is hurt, too, right? Like, so you really hope that one side of the line, at least the tackles, because Lane Johnson, he's a stud, right? If you could have both tackles as studs, you're feeling pretty good. You still have Jason Kelce, veteran center, and you go, all right, left guard, right guard, and we'll make do. We'll try. But we got the tackles in the center position shored up. But if Dillard is a problem and Carson's always got to be worried about his blind side, that's not good.
No. Now, it's interesting because when you build this stuff, when you take into account all this stuff, you got to hit on some undrafted free agents because the undrafted free agents, particularly linebacker, like you got to be able to get real value out of those guys. One of the reasons why the Eagles were so successful when it came to that era that you talked about with Donovan was they were really good at undrafted free agents, particularly at the guard position, at the center position. They had a guy, Tom Heckert, who was Andy's guy for personnel. And Tom passed away, and he's a great dude, man. Just a fantastic guy. And he had a real eye for talent. His father was a GM and the whole thing. And he grew up just, analyzing tape, the whole thing. And he was a sharp dude, man. Tommy was really, really sharp. And they were able to hit on a lot of those free agents, a lot of those undrafted free agents. Look at this. And a lot of it came from center in the guard position, right? Which makes sense. The interior part of that line, you can't pay everybody on the line.
Right.
And that's why it's important to be able to hit on your, to really hit on your draft picks and to get a couple gems.
Yeah, I mean, that's why teams, obviously the Patriots, because of Belichick. Now, Brady did take pay cuts at points. But look at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh always drafts well, right? Like, Pittsburgh's always in the mix. The last couple of years, they haven't been as great because Ben Roethlisberger's gotten hurt a lot of times. He's looked old, especially last year before he, you know, sat out the rest of the season. But the Steelers are always a team in the hunt because the Steelers are always hitting on guys in rounds 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
Whereas the Eagles, I don't know. The Eagles actually draft well later, I think. It's just the first three rounds where you scratch your head. And those are important.
I know. That
important
was,
spots.
See, and that was my problem with the whole, you know, taking a quarterback in the second round. Like Jalen Hurts, I love the kid. I think the kid has a lot to offer, but, you know, he's far from a lock as a starting quarterback. And using him, using a second round pick for him, I go back to it when you have all these other needs and you're saddled with that Alshon Jeffrey contract. That's a tough deal.
Yeah, and you look at just this past draft, as you're mentioning Hurts, rounds 4 through 7, we all felt pretty good.
Yeah.
We're like, you know what? That was actually not a bad draft, rounds 4 through 7. But then you saw Jalen Reagor, who I think is going to be okay, but obviously still a question mark. Hurts, total question mark. And then Davion Taylor, who's a project player to, you know, he's a tweener. Right? We don't know if he's a linebacker or safety.
Right, right.
So rounds 4 through 7, as good as they may have been, that's not going to be enough to say, oh, you know what? This draft overall was great. And it's been like that the last couple of years.
I agree. I agree. It's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. But if you're the Chiefs, there's so many guys. You know, it's funny because we're dying for quarterbacks, right? We got to get quarterback, got to get franchise quarterback. And you need one until you got to pay him. And then you want to, and the problem with the franchise quarterback comes to, is the quarterback you pay worth it? Like, I think Mahomes is worth it. I love Patrick Mahomes. I do. I love him. I don't think there's not a hole in the kid's game.
Hey, already, you have him in your top five, like all time. And, a lot of people do.
And again, I'm pushing a little bit.
No, and you're also projecting.
Because without longevity.
Right.
But I do think the kid's a real deal. But look what happens. Even the best quarterbacks, right? Even Aaron Rodgers, when you had to pay him, he hasn't been back to the Super Bowl. Right? So you got to be careful about who you pay. Like, the interesting thing is going to be the Ravens. And you want to see how Lamar plays.
Yep.
If Lamar plays well, because he's arcing toward that kind of payday. Now, is he going to be a good enough quarterback? Because here's the deal. Here's what you have to make. Here's the determination you have to make if you're Baltimore. At some point, he's got to adapt his game, and he can't be that runner all the time. Right? You just get too beat up in this league.
Yeah, we saw it with Vic, all right? I mean, Vic got a 10-year deal.
You got to be able Atlanta. You got to be able to throw the football with great accuracy. And that's going to be the determination. Can he develop into less the whole thing less being a runner and more being a thrower? That's going to be one of the issues. Now, again, for the next couple of years it's fine because he's young and spry and you know, he's got the durability for it. But the problem comes, you know, if you're going to pay the guy that kind of salary, what happens when he's 31?
Right. And the next interesting...
What happens to the legs?
The next interesting debate is, he's nowhere near the quarterback of Patrick Mahomes, but Dak Prescott. He bet on seeing what the market would provide for.
Yeah, I'd see. Now, he's a guy that I would not.
I wouldn't either.
I would not go that route.
That's why he went franchise tag.
Yeah.
Right? He was like, you know what? They're going to set the market for me.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Dak Prescott getting that kind of money?
I don't think he's good enough for that money.
I don't think so either.
You know.
And now you look at the Carson contract and you go, wow. absolute steal.
Yeah.
The Carson contract.
That was a great. Listen, how you got to give Howie a ton of credit for getting Wentz at that deal. He saw what was going to happen. He got that deal done. That was a huge deal.
Yep.
A huge feather in Howie's cap, man. It really was. Let's get back to the phone lines. Jay in West Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Jay.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Here he is. What's up, my man?
I'm good. Yo, with Jack, man, I think he should get suspended. But just due to the... sorry about that.
That's all right.
But, yeah, due to the Riley Cooper situation, that's it. He should be suspended. I don't see him. He shouldn't be cut because of what happened.
See, here's the deal. The Riley Cooper, I thought, should have been cut.
Yeah.
All right? I thought Riley Cooper was a creep. All right? Yeah. I said so as much on the other station. I'm just talking in general.
Yeah.
But those two have nothing in common other than they're both espousing hate.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying the repercussions of what happened. Like, he shouldn't be cut because you got everything that's sitting there. That would just be the whole double standard.
See, here's the problem. Because Riley Cooper was allowed to play,
right,
because of Chip Kelly.
And got an extension.
Right? Which is a joke, right? Which I remember saying he was, forget the fact that he sucked as a player. He was right. I don't know how you keep a guy like that in the room. And I know that I knew those guys well. And I know there were guys that looked at him side-eyed, right?
Exactly.
So they went, I can't trust this dude. Now, here's the problem with Deshaun, all right? Here's the problem. I can't root for Deshaun. If Deshaun Jackson has that kind of hate in his heart, how do I root for him?
Exactly. I didn't root for Riley Cooper.
Right.
Like I said, but if they cut him, I know, look, I'm losing touch with sports as it is with everything going on and, like, these owners being quiet and not saying nothing and with this president getting on people and everything. Like, I'm losing touch. If they cut Jack, oh, man, I'm done.
But here's the problem is you're defending someone who's espousing hatred.
Nah, I'm not defending them. I'm just...
Well, by saying if they cut them.
Right.
Right. Like, let me ask you a question. Jeffrey Lurie's Jewish, right?
Right.
If you're the owner of the Eagles,
mm-hmm,
and you have a player like Riley Cooper,
right,
who espoused hate, what are you doing?
He should have been cut.
Yes.
He should have been cut. But
I agree.
All right. So that's my whole thing. I'm just going on the action. I'm not agreeing with
Jack. But again, it goes back, we're just talking common sense, right? It goes back to two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah, but see, in this situation with, like, because all I've been hearing is with the way everything is now, it was like, oh, he should be cut. I've been living now for my whole life, because, so, like I said, when they...
Yeah, dude, I feel you, man. Listen, I feel you, right? In a big way. But here's the problem. Again, does that help bring us together? I don't know how I feel about whether or not he should be on this team or not. All I know is I'm extremely disappointed in what he espoused.
I'm not naive because they keep saying, oh, things going to change. It's been this way. It's going to stay that way, man.
Well, I don't know. I'm naive and optimistic.
Yeah, because it's not
going to change. I look at things and I go, you know, it's pretty simple, right? You know, you love everybody, and if there is someone, if there is a group that's being persecuted, then you come to that defense, right? That group's defense.
Because the president of this country, I'm going to say our country, but the president of this country was elected on hate. So it's taught out there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hear you, and I don't.
He's yapping about it. So, like, I'll tell you, if he get more than four. If he get a fourth day, because Riley Cooper got a weekend. If he get a fourth day, because I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with the Birds. Yeah. I'm done.
All right.
Yeah. The same.
Listen, I can't. I don't want to succumb to this division. I don't want to succumb to it.
This is not going to change,
with that attitude, it won't.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm on the other end. I'm just knowing what I got to live through and how I got to
I know. That's why I I'm a nobody, right? I'm just some joker with a radio show, right? I mean, that's it. But all I know is whatever I espouse over these airwaves to the people that are listening, and I want to promote goodness, and I want to promote unity, because I think, I care about this city, I care about this region, I care about our country, and I care about all of us being together. I know that's naive.
But again,
the minute I lose that, I got nothing, right? I might as well not even come on the air.
No, don't do that. You gotta work.
But you understand what I'm saying. Like the minute I go, well, forget about it, is the minute I got nothing to say. I mean, I feel your point. We've been going back. We've been doing this for a long time, you and I, having these conversations, Jay.
Exactly.
I love you. I look forward to your calls. I love you. And I just want, I just want some sort of unity. And I know that may be naive. Anyway, Jay, be safe out there, brother. All right.
You too.
All right, party. Take it easy. Sometimes, Andrew, you unfortunately are younger than I am, and you got, hopefully, they won't beat you down.
Well, as soon as 2020 ends, we'll all be in a better spot.
Is this a rotten year or what?
My God.
Rotten.
It's one thing after another in 2020.
I know. Jeff in Camden. Let me get to Jeff up here. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jeff?
Yo, cuz, what's up, man?
How you feeling, brother?
I'm all right. See, what a lot of people don't find the median in, and because a lot of times, just on, just human emotion, period, how people take things, you can lean a certain way, you can lean another way. Then you can be in extreme direction, in the other extreme. But the median to all that is staying centered. And not everybody knows where the gauge for staying centered is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I applaud you for staying centered because that is an example that more people need to take up. You know, I get the whole two wrongs, don't make a right. Look, man, I wanted to uppercut Riley Cooper, and I wanted to uppercut everybody that screamed in the stands, Coop, when he caught a pass.
Yes.
You see? But coming around the bend, and I've defended DeSean Jackson at times. I've verbally smacked around DeSean Jackson at times. But I don't even know what he did this time, just because I'm so wrapped up in my own things.
Yeah.
So you'll have to explain after I get off what he did.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he did something again because
he posted in his post he quoted Hitler. Now, Hitler actually didn't say this.
Oh damn!
But it's in all of the damn. But the word, it doesn't matter. The words were hateful words.
God, man, he just can't help himself, can he? And you know people like this in your everyday life.
Yeah, it's just depressing.
No, I'm just saying you hope that they won't do this, but you know just because they are them that they will, that particular individual.
Yeah.
Individuals like this, you cross paths with them. You cut ties with them, and unfortunately, you meet more of them because this is just something that exists in humans. People who cannot help themselves, who cannot stay centered, who, in Star Wars terms, and I know you hate Star Wars terms, buddy.
No.
Go over to the dark side. Anakin Skywalker, You can't do it, man. You can't go ghost. You just can't do it. We got live basketball today, cuz, if you know.
I love this basketball tournament.
Yeah, man, it's Sideline Cancer. Now, this is unfair. How can you root against a team called Sideline Cancer?
I know. It's not right.
Could be playing for the other team.
Exactly.
How are you going to boo and root against somebody called Sideline Cancer?
Yeah,
I'm just saying that is a low-hanging strategy right there.
Hey, tell me real quick, because I know you want to talk Phillies. What do you think about the Philly schedule?
Yo, man, it is absolutely brutal, their schedule. Brutal. But this is a time where the evaluation process isn't what it can be, what it will be. So this is a chance, if any, for the Phillies to catch people with their pants down. That's what you got to hope. You got to hope that your old declining fighter still has that left hand to come off the rope and land it like Haseem Rahman did on Lennox Lewis. You remember that fight?
I love when you bring up the boxing analogy. That's good.
Well, you remember that, right? Who thought that was going to happen?
Yeah.
We thought Lennox was just going to wipe the floor with Rahman, but then it happened. And it's like a lamp lit up. It happened. You remember?
That's great. I tell you, I love you, Jeff. Be safe out there, brother.
Take it easy, buddy.
Take it easy. The only thing is, I don't think the schedule is that brutal.
No, it's not that bad. The last six are kind of tough. You got three against the Nationals, three against the Rays.
On the road.
So if you're in the race, right, you're like a game back or a game ahead with six to go, and you got three against D.C. and then three against Tampa, that's going to be pretty difficult. But other than that, it's not that bad.
No.
You get to open with the Marlins.
You get 10 against the Marlins.
You know, let's go.
You got 10 against the Marlins, man.
It's weird that they're doing the 2-2 with the Yankees. Right, it goes Yankees at home and then Yankees in New York with no day off.
Yeah, I know.
How about 5 days off in total during the season?
I don't know how that's the only way you can do it.
Yeah, you have to do it. I'm just saying it's when you see it, 60 games in 65 days.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is.
Right?
It's a grind, man.
Yeah, no all-star break.
My only fear is the pitching. Can the bullpen hold up?
Yeah, I wonder what the rules are going to be.
That's going to be a lot. Look, guys, you're already, you know, the minute they start, you got to stretch guys out.
Yep.
Right? Especially because you're going to have an abbreviated spring training workout that you're going on. So I don't know when you can get guys to be able to kind of fully stretched out. You're going to be at least a couple. It's going to take you at least three starts a piece. That means you're going to have to worry about your bullpen. Your bullpen's going to be huge. And, you know, using with all those games and only 5 days off, you really need your bullpen to step up. It's Tuesday. That means it's Corporalese Day on the show. We love our Corporalese Bakery because you know why? All the great teams have a go-to guy. And when it comes to great tomato pie, my friends at Corpolis Bakery and Deli are my go-to guys. That's right. Since 1924, the Corpolis family has dedicated their lives to serving the highest quality tomato pies. You know, it's so funny. I relate food to certain things, and I relate food to football in the morning. Like a Sunday morning, the tomato pie's there. Good Saturday night, you know, Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, leftover. Little slices of
tomato
pie.
Nothing better than the leftover.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's the greatest. Corpolis family has 4 locations for your convenience. Norristown, Limerick, Audubon, and Douglasville. Have your event catered by Corpolis Bakery and Deli, and your guests will be talking about how great the food was. Perfect for any gathering. Dessert's ridiculous. You're going to love them all. The great teams have a go-to guy when it comes to great tomato pie. My friends at Corpolis Bakery and Deli are my go-to guys. See more at corpolisbakery.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.